This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 Nanaimo.
Literacy is considered by the United Nations to be a human right, a tool for personal empowerment, and a means for social and human development. Educational opportunities particularly depend on literacy. This year's International Literacy Day, held on September 8th, put the spotlight on the empowering role of literacy and its importance for participation, citizenship, and social development.
Despite many and varied efforts, literacy seems to remain an elusive goal. According to the Canadian Council on Learning, nearly half of Canadian adults don't possess enough literacy skills to understand a public bus schedule or keep up with technological advances in the workplace. We're going to talk about some of the work being done to increase literacy locally in the Mid-Island region and nationally. We're joined in the studio by Margaret Ames, an outreach tutor coordinator with Literacy Central Vancouver Island, Patricia Ross, a volunteer tutor, and on the phone by Margaret Eaton, the president of ABC Canada Literacy Foundation.
ABC Canada Literacy Foundation is Canada's private sector voice that champions adult literacy. The organization was launched in 1990, International Literacy Year, by a group of Canadian business, labor, and education leaders. These leaders were concerned about the social and economic effects of widespread literacy challenges among Canadian adults. The national charity raises public awareness on literacy issues. Margaret Eaton, welcome to People First Radio.
Thank you very much.
What's the current state of Canadian literacy, and where are we with literacy in this country?
Well, you know, only about 3 or 4% of Canadians actually are what we would have called illiterate, you know, really struggle with reading. But internationally, we now see literacy as being on a continuum, and they've set a standard that really, to get along in our current economy, people should have about a grade 12 level of literacy. And what we find in Canada in the last study that was done in about 2003 is that about 42% of Canadians fall below that grade 12 level. So some of those people are doing quite well. They have good jobs. They're getting by. But we're very concerned that with changes in the economy, especially in the last year, in the forestry sector in BC in particular, in manufacturing in Ontario, that people have lost jobs that were typically low-skilled jobs, and now they're having trouble because they're trying to find new jobs in areas where the literacy skill requirements are much higher. And I know across the country, literacy organizations are dealing with waiting lists and lineups for that upgraded literacy skill.
Margaret, you've spoken of the personal experiences of people who have low levels of literacy. Tell us more about that.
Well, you know, there can be many reasons why people have low literacy. In some cases, it's because of untreated learning disabilities. Many adults that come into the program just didn't get the appropriate kind of training and teaching that they needed as youngsters. Some people, you know, we find in Alberta, they say that the high school dropout rate is really high during the oil boom time. So kids find that they don't need to get their grade 12. They rush out to get a terrific job at a high-paying wage. And then when they decide that they want to do something different with their lives, they realize they don't have that high school diploma. We also know that people lose skills over time. Skills are not something that you just keep. It's not quite like riding a bike. Skills that you might have had when you graduated from grade 12, if you went into a job that didn't really use those skills or require those skills, we find that people then need to come back and upgrade their skills because they've lost something over that time. Because most of us use our highest level of literacy skills at work, in fact.
Mm-hmm. Margaret Ames, perhaps you could tell us about the literacy program here in Nanaimo, the Central Vancouver Island tutor program.
Yeah, Literacy Central Vancouver Island, that used to be Literacy Nanaimo, began its program in 91, and since that time we've provided service to about 2,500 learners. And what we do is offer basic reading, writing, math, and computer skills to anyone over 18 who requires them. And to echo something that Margaret just said, it's so true that when the economy booms, a lot of these people are able to find employment. And when the economy dips, as it is now, we get more and more people coming in to our organization. But what we offer them is 3 hours of free one-on-one tutoring, and we provide the resources and we provide the trained police screen tutor to assist them. And they generally meet at our location, which is conveniently located in downtown Nanaimo, up at VIU, Vancouver Island University, for those that that's more convenient to, because that's our partnership organization, or in several of our outreach locations, which are with the Nanaimo First Nations and up at Corrections and various organizations.
What's the demand like, Margaret? What's the demand for the services like right now?
It's high. The economy is down, and there's a lot of people coming in. We have about 100, about 75 active matches at the moment.
Wow, that's substantial.
It's very substantial. We put 13,000 hours of volunteer time into the community last year.
Wow.
Patricia Ross, you're a volunteer tutor with Literacy Central Vancouver Island. What has your experience been like?
Well, I started in June of 2009, and I was matched or asked to provide literacy with the Women's Center. So I go there on a weekly basis for 2 hours a week and basically act as a resource. So people, women coming in, wanting help with resumes or even computer skills, basic putting together letters, job search, that sort of information.
This is People First Radio. I'm Kevin. I'm here with Jan. We're joined in the studio by Margaret Ames, Outreach Tutor Coordinator with Literacy Central Vancouver Island, Patricia Ross, a volunteer tutor, and on the phone by Margaret Eaton, President of ABC Canada Literacy Foundation. Literacy is considered by the United Nations as a human right, a tool for personal empowerment, and a means for social and human development. Margaret Eaton, on International Literacy Day this year, September the 8th, ABC Canada announced the launch of Quick Reads Canada. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, we're so excited about this program. And in fact, Literacy BC is one of our partners in that program. It's a program really to develop books for adult learners. There really aren't a lot of appropriate materials for the developing adult reader. A lot of times in instructional programs, you end up using books that are more written for high school or younger children. So what we really wanted to do is to commission art, in effect, for learners. So we've got three authors signed up so far to write these books. They'll be novellas, so they're shorter than a typical sort of novel. They use simple language, clear language, and we'll be editing them for clear language so that they'll be engaging, high-quality books. And what we really want to do is develop reading fluency, reading confidence with these books. And we want to actually to engage them, to show them how much fun and how pleasurable reading can be. So we've chosen our authors particularly with that focus. We've got Gail Anderson Dargatz, who wrote a really wonderful novel, A Recipe for Bees, that was a bestseller. And she's got a kind of a mystery novel. It's actually set in Nanaimo. And that will be coming out in October of 2010. Joy Fielding, who's a New York Times bestselling author of psychological novels, she wrote Kiss Mommy Goodbye, which is like a multi-million seller. She's excited to be doing a book for us. And Louise Penny, who is the author of an award-winning detective series, is going to be writing a book for us as well. And we'll have 12 books in total with more authors to be announced as we go forward. But we're just really excited about this project.
Yeah, that is really interesting news for sure. Margaret Ames, Literacy Central's recent newsletter commented on the fact that you work with people who've become incarcerated and that due to poor literacy.
Yeah, certainly. It's one of our newer outreach endeavors. We started last year, and we have about 8 to 10 current matches up there at the moment. We're working in conjunction with the existing school system who is up there in several of the branches of the correctional facility. But a lot of those fellows up there, they're all men in the areas that I'm working in, have shown amazing progress, not just strictly in literacy, which is something that everybody needs to keep in mind. It's, you can quantitatively watch people move from one level to another, but the qualitatively, the change in some of these people in their level of self-esteem and, you know, feeling they can do this is amazing. And actually yesterday, to go with International Literacy Day, we did launch a book of our learner writings, and we had people from various programs, including the one up at Corrections, and they came and read, and it was just a really wonderful experience.
Nice. We have just a couple of moments left, and I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add to our conversation today, Patricia Ross.
Maybe only one comment, in that it's, I would urge other people who would like to work with reading, who enjoy reading. It's a wonderful opportunity. It's a great way to meet and assist, maybe not so much even in the literacy, but as Margaret said, sometimes just being there to be supportive and to encourage them, it really helps them move along and improves their self-esteem and all of that. So,
Margaret Ames.
Yeah, literacy is certainly a huge issue in our country. And programs like ours, and there are many others throughout the province and the country, really do amazing work. And to echo Patricia's comments, yeah, if people have time, please volunteer your time. It's some of the most rewarding volunteer work you can do, and really does make a difference in a lot of our learners' lives.
Mm-hmm. And Margaret Eaton.
Yes, I guess I would like to echo some of that. Literacy is such a foundational skill. It's so important to everything that we do, you know, in participation at work, at home, in our community. And I guess I would just urge your listeners, if there are people out there who know they need to upgrade their literacy skills, it sounds like there's some wonderful programs available in Victoria. And I know they sound oversubscribed, but I know that the volunteers and the staff will do their best to make sure that everyone is served, because it's a difficult time and everybody needs to pull together right now to help.
Well, thank you very much to all three of you for taking the time to join us in the studio and on the phone, and all the best to you in your work.
Thanks.
Thanks very much.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye. Margaret Ames is Outreach Tutor Coordinator with Literacy Central Vancouver Island. Patricia Ross is a Volunteer Tutor with Literacy Central Vancouver Island. Margaret Eaton is President of ABC Canada Literacy Foundation.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM. CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.